This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. The government has said that India is set to achieve 6.5 to 7% gross domestic product GDP growth in the current financial year. The Finance Ministry said in its monthly economic review for August that the economic momentum continued in first quarter of the current fiscal year, supported by over 5% growth in all major non-agricultural sectors. The report released on Thursday also said retail inflation driven by softer food and core inflation remained moderate at 3.7%. The review reflected that the outlook for inflation trajectory remains positive. Food inflation will remain milder in the short term, supporting rural incomes and demand in absence of climatic shocks. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu today. Party leader Priyanka Gandhi will address rallies in the Union Territory today. Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah yesterday addressed three public rallies in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari. Mr. Amit Shah appealed to vote for BJP candidate Santosh Sarwan from Mulana constituency, Asim Goyal from Ambala city and Pawan Saini from Narayangarh assembly constituency. Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini was also present in the public rally. Mr. Shah alleged that during the 10-year rule of Congress in Haryana, the lands of farmers were looted and favoritism and nepotism prevailed in the name of giving jobs, but in BJP rule, the jobs were given on merit. Bahujan Samajwadi Party's National President and former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mayawati and Indian National Lok Dal's General Secretary and former MLA Abhay Singh Chautala addressed public rally in Prithla Assembly constituency. All India Congress Committee General Secretary and Sirsa MP Kumari Selja addressed a public meeting in Kalanwale in support of Congress candidate Sheeshpal Kherwala. She said that farmers, labourers, traders, employees, women, unemployed youth are troubled by the BJP rule. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP senior leader and union minister JP Nadda yesterday addressed a rally in Kathua of Jammu. He lauded the peaceful Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections, stating that the people of Union Territory have chosen ballots over bullets, emphasizing their commitment to peace and development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar co-chaired India's CELAC Foreign Ministers meeting alongside Honduras Secretary of Foreign Affairs Enrique Reyna in New York yesterday. CELAC stands for Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. The agenda included digital public infrastructure, health, clean energy and capacity building. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he highlighted possibilities for greater engagement in AI, e-mobility, space, smart agriculture and drones. He added that India-CELAC political cooperation and deepening economic linkages advance South-South cooperation. Dr. Jayashankar noted that India and CELAC have a shared commitment to reformed multilateralism. Indian Railways will operate over 6,000 special trains in the upcoming festive season for Durga Puja, Diwali and Chhat Puja between 1st October to 30th November. Every year, Indian Railways runs special trains during festival seasons to facilitate travel of lakhs of passengers. In the Macau Open Badminton, women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into the semi-finals after defeating Taiwan's Su Yinhui and Wenlu Yui. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Uttar Pradesh today. It also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Maharashtra, Gujarat, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar. Heavy rainfall is also expected in Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Kerala. The weather agency also said that light to moderate rainfall is expected over Punjab, Haryana, Delhi and Rajasthan in the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.